I'm here with our two-sport bear senior athlete, Gabriel Yepesen-Balechi.
Thank you.
How are you today, Gabe? Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm doing pretty good. It's a good day.
So, Gabe plays Nordic and lacrosse in the middle of the Nordic season, if I'm correct, or
yes.
Nearing the end.
We're getting there. We have a few more Southern League races left, and then we have our state races, so it's pretty much the end.
So tell me about how the season has been going for you.
Pretty well. Me and Nico and Willow have consistently placed 7th, 8th, and 9th every single race in some configuration of those three.
That's good.
So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Have you done Nordic throughout all of high school, or did you just kind of start?
Yeah, I started in 7th grade, but I can't really say I was on the team. I went to like two practices.
Okay.
And then 8th grade wasn't really a season, but yeah, I've been doing Nordic since 7th grade.
That's really awesome. That kind of kicks off one of our first questions about what age were you, did you start playing and what inspired you to continue to play?
Well, I started when I was in 7th grade, and what inspired me to keep going was, it was kind of just like an aspect of freedom. It's like so different from all the other sports I've played in my life. It's so much more individual, and I kind of just enjoyed that.
Yeah, how does Nordic compare to lacrosse?
Well, as I said, it's so much more individual. Like, you kind of have to rely only on yourself, and it's like an either or. I like the team aspect, but there's something nice about just like, I don't know. Something nice about the individuality of it.
That's really cool. So do you have a preference between the two?
I would honestly say I enjoy playing lacrosse more because of the team aspect. And
yeah,
it's like so hype and fun. But yeah, I enjoy both.
So are you excited for the season to be starting up, the upcoming lacrosse
so
season?
So excited.
Senior season?
We're going to be so good this year.
Are you?
Yeah, we've been practicing. We've been doing club.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
We'll have to tune into that because
yeah,
I need to see that. How do you think being an athlete helps you become a better person?
Well, I think it teaches me discipline and motivation, both in my sports life and in my academic life. So I think both of those aspects are really important. And just gives me the social skills. The team aspect gives me the social skills that I need to feel like I'm succeeding.
Definitely. I totally agree.
Yeah.
Have you had, throughout your time in high school, have you had a athletic highlight? Like, a moment, a game that you'll always remember?
I made the U16 team sophomore year for Nordic, and that was really fun and exciting for me because I got to be part of the U16 New England team for Nordics and got to go to
wow,
all these special races, and that was fun. I'll always remember that. For lacrosse, I'm not sure that moment's happened yet, so I'm hoping that happens this year.
Upcoming this season.
Yeah.
I feel it for you.
Thank you.
Do you have a pregame or pre-meet ritual?
Well, I always eat the same dinner.
Okay.
Well, for meets, for races, I always eat the same dinner. Got to get those carbs, so I have some pasta.
Can we hear what the dinner is? The
food
course?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just pasta.
Just pasta.
Pasta, as much bread as possible, garlic bread.
Do we
so
have
good
sauce on the pasta?
Yeah, obviously sauce. Had
like
to be sauce.
Spaghetti sauce?
Yeah. Just
okay,
some good red sauce, pasta, garlic bread.
Okay.
Before every race.
Best meal ever?
Yeah.
Who has influenced you in your sports career? It could be a coach, professional athlete, family member, friend.
I would honestly say for Nordic, it's just both my coaches. They're amazing. They've motivated me and everything else all these 6 years. That's been amazing. But for lacrosse, it was definitely my 6th grade teacher, actually.
Really?
Who was a coach here until last year for the lacrosse team. So he introduced me to the sport and he said, you should play lacrosse. So that was what made me play in middle school, because I really liked him. So that was what made me play in middle school. And then when I learned he was a coach for high school, I had to play.
Wow, that's actually really cool. I didn't know
that.
Yeah,
that was cool. That was cool.
So, talk to me about your post-high school plans. What are you thinking about after graduation?
Well, I'm thinking about taking a gap year. Plan right now is to go to Europe. And
wow,
from, like, Denmark specifically, and then from there, do some ski instructing around Austria.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the current plan.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
I hope everything works out for you, and we cannot wait to see how the rest of this Nordic season goes, and to talk to you again in lacrosse, hopefully.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Congratulations, Gabe.
Thank you.